This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the Plastic Surgery Information and Health Marketing channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are joined by Mr. Tom LaVecchia, the co-founder of the Plastic Surgery Network. Tom has 20 years in aesthetic and pharmaceutical marketing experience and is the chief marketing officer of the Plastic Surgery Network. Mr. LaVecchia, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. Good to have you, and looking forward to hearing all about the Plastic Surgery Network. So for starters, get into a brief overview of what the Plastic Surgery Network is.
Absolutely. So we are just about to launch on beta form, and the Plastic Surgery Network is going to be a platform for aesthetic professionals, whether it be plastic surgeons, dermatologists, etc., to create content that will be displayed on a website, but also more importantly, it's going to be the first ever Apple TV application that's going to be featuring plastic surgery.
Tom, if you would, get into some of the details of how the network would work.
Okay, so this is actually some cool tech behind this, as well as reaching a medium of hard to get to patients. So Apple TV, as we know, is in roughly 50 million homes and growing, and it's an app form. So September of last year, Tim Cook announced that they were going to allow third-party applications for the Apple TV. So we, as a team, developed an app within the Apple TV called the Plastic Surgery Network app. So when you go to Apple TV, type in the Plastic Surgery Network. We're the only one in the plastic surgery space. You can download it, and as physicians sign up, they essentially can upload videos. They can answer questions. They can film the surgeries. Whatever they would like. And the great thing about it is it's for plastic surgery professionals by plastic surgery professionals. If we get this right, we envision this being the YouTube of plastic surgery.
And that is absolutely phenomenal. And you got to love how technology also can make this a possibility. Also, along with your creativity, you're really making it happen. And congratulations. Now, who would you say should be joining the community here?
Okay, so at first, obviously, plastic surgery implies plastic surgeons specifically. So let's start with them. So there's a few different ways they can benefit from signing up. The first is functional. They get their own channel in their ORs or in the wait. In the waiting room, or whether it be in the treatment rooms, etc. They can just load their Apple TVs, load their channels, and have their videos feed from their channel wherever they have an Apple TV. It could be pre-op instructions, post-op instructions, results from former patients, testimonials, etc. So right off the bat, there's a functional component right away. But then there's going to be, each video is going to be optimized in the ecosystem of the internet. So for example, it's going to reside on our website as well as on the Apple TV. As far as we know, we are going to have the only application and website that cross both the Apple TV platform as well as a customized website. So for example, if Eric decides to do a podcast and has it on his channel for the Plastic Surgery Network, it'll appear on the Apple TV, but also appear on the website. As far as we know, that is the only technology that exists that cross both channels and platforms at this point. And it's definitely the only one for plastic surgery.
And simply making it happen today, we are joined by Mr. Tom LaVecchia, the co-founder of the Plastic Surgery Network here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel and Health Marketing Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, how would you say this compares to other aesthetic platforms? Anything similar, or what's the differentiators there?
Okay, so at this point, for example, and RealSelf is a big player, and hats off to them, they did a fantastic job. Where they do a great job is getting information, let's say, via the web, right? However, they're not really there for video yet. This is actually going to be a video-based model. So, for example, I can be in my home on my couch and look to see things about rhinoplasty. hey, do I want a liquid rhinoplasty? Do I want a traditional rhinoplasty? Am I looking for a doctor who does a revision? And then more importantly, can I see their work? So I can see their work in video form. I can see what it's about, and I can really learn about not only the procedure, but I can also learn about the physician and his or her practice.
Lastly, Tom, when is the launch supposed to happen with the Plastic Surgery Network? When is it set to launch?
Okay, so at this point, we are now about, and this is the first PR that we've done, so this is actually will, I guess I can say, be the inaugural press around the launch, but we are launching beta within the next few weeks, and there has been interest by physicians who want to sign up. So we just have to kind of tweak a few things on the tech side, button a few things up, and then we will go with our beta launch that we vision in probably 3 to 4 weeks.
Exciting times, and I got to tell you, you guys are making it happen, and really has been an honor to have been a part of getting the official inaugural word out on this Plastic Surgery Network and its launch. Where can listeners get all the details accordingly, and how could one be in touch as well?
Pretty straightforward. Go to thepsnetwork.com, so thepsnetwork.com. And then if you're on Apple TV, it's under the health section if you want to go by directory. But simply type in plastic surgery, and it'll be the only application that comes up on the Apple TV.
Phenomenal. Well, Mr. Lavecchia, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and wish you all the best with this, and look forward to having you back with an update as things move along right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Tom Lavecchia, the co-founder of the Plastic Surgery Network. Tom has 20 years in aesthetic and pharmaceutical marketing experience and is the chief marketing officer of the Plastic Surgery Network. And for more information in all regards, visit thepsnetwork.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information and Health Marketing Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.